Hello everyone. My name is Smriti Prakash Sahu and I'm working as a software developer with Siemens. Today, me with my colleague Abdul and Jaideep will be presenting about Eclipse SW360, an open source software component hub. So these are the topics we'll be covering today.
So, Software 360 came from an idea that in larger organization, you might have multiple systems on or applications or softwares which deal with software components. You may have a license kernel, you may have artifact repository, maybe you do project bill of materials management, maybe you do code quality checking or source code scanning. All these systems are actually dealing with software components. And in an organization, you would like to integrate these systems. So the likely problem which is happening is that mapping of software components namings will be necessary. So mapping of software component naming comes from fact that different systems are actually using different ways of naming components. Some may use packaging URLs. Some may use vendor component version, some are calling vendors differently, some are calling components differently. So there can be very different ways how to express a component name. And for every connection between two systems, you might come up with individual mapping, which is bad because it may cause a lot of effort. So the basic idea of SW360 is for larger organizations to solve as a component catalog. As we say, a phone book for components, where all software components which are in the organization and referenced by different other systems can generally be stored as a hub, and mapping can be done centrally there. So you don't have this need to build mapping between individual systems. And when you have a catalog of components, it's very natural that you get to the next step. Imagine that you have different projects or products in your organization, and you would like to actually create bill of materials of your products or projects. And from component catalog, you can actually map users to your product or projects, and you can manage bill of materials for them. So this is all from my side, and the next slides will be covered by my colleagues. Thank you.
Hello everybody, this is Abdul Kapti and today I'll be talking about software components and bill of material in SW360. Let me start with listing out all the new features that has been introduced since last year. SPDX import for bill of material. Here we can import SPDX bill of materials into SW360 to create projects and components. And the next is we can trigger the Fosology scan for components via SW360 REST API, provided the source code for the component is already uploaded onto SW360. And SW360 is now available in Japanese and Vietnamese language. We have also added the change log feature where we can keep track of all the changes that has been made in any of the documents such as project, component, release, licenses, etc. We have introduced a lot of new REST API endpoints for search and attachment handling. We have added links for SW360 Git repository, REST API documentation and issue tracker in every footer of the page in the application. And we have enhanced the custom fields and external IDs feature. So now one can create the custom fields in Liferay and then use the Expando API to retrieve those fields in Portlet and show these fields in the additional data group without changing.